My next guest is an accomplished stand-up who's also been on TV shows like Everybody Hates Chris and Saturday Night Live. He appeared in the movies Pootie Tang, which happens to be a Fair Game Office favorite, and Mr. Deeds, but he's best known as the freeloading and free-loving permanent house guest Leon on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm very happy to welcome J.B. Smoove. Hello, J.B.
Hello. What's going on?
I'm so happy you're here.
Great. You know what? It's a beautiful day outside. It's lovely. You know what I mean? And I was just happened to be dressed in winter clothes today because I just came from East. So now I'm sitting here like I was like burning up on the way here, but it's cool.
Yeah, you're in
but
LA.
It's very nice in here, though.
Yeah, you're in LA is where it's warm. It's like 2 degrees here in New York. Let's talk about Leon on Curb Your Enthusiasm. We've had several Curb actors on the show. We had Jeff Garlin and Susie Essman have been here. So I know the show is largely improvised and the auditions are a little more intense and chummy. What was your audition like?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm so used to doing these auditions around town. And I just happened to, you know, when I actually went in there, you know, I thought it was going to be, you know, put on tape, you know, like normally, you know, they put you on tape and they review it with the producers. They
right.
go over it and they give you a call a week later. You know, this time, I mean, I had no idea I was going to walk through that door and Larry's going to be there and Jeff and Cheryl's going to be there. I'm like, wow. At first, I was a little intimidated. I was like, oh, okay. it was a shock to walk in the door, you know, and everybody's sitting there.
Right.
And the first thing they tell you is, hey, JB, how you doing? You're going to improv with Larry. I said, oh, okay.
Wow.
It was so like, but I like that because you know what? It's more personal. You know what I mean? Because when you go on camera, sometimes you're reading with someone, someone's reading to you, and you don't get the same pop and the same, you know, delivery as you would being right in someone's face. You know what I mean?
Sure, especially if that face is Larry David.
Yeah, and believe me, I got in his face too, you know, because that's how I do's it. I got right up in Larry's face. We almost touched noses. That's how close I got to Larry's face because I don't play around. You know what I mean? I said, Larry, I'm in your face, Larry. I said, Larry, let's improv, Larry. Let's do this improv thing, Larry. And then I went and sat down in the chair, and Larry was cracking.
Are you kidding me? That's what you really said?
My first line to Larry was, I got right into character. Because you know what? Once I read, you know, the sides, I knew exactly who this Leon dude was supposed to be. You know what I mean? I know a few Leons. I've met a few Leons in my family. So I know who Leon is already. So I already had in my mind how I was going to do it on camera. And when I saw Larry, I said, oh, it's going to work even better in person than it would in front of a camera.
Let our listeners hear what Leon's like. We have a scene from Curb. This is Larry and Cheryl have taken in a family displaced by Hurricane Katrina. And Leon is a relative of that family, but he's not from New Orleans. He just shows up and stays. And JB, this is a scene where Larry is giving Leon some advice before a job interview. Let's listen.
Nice.
Hey. You want to get this job today?
You're damn right I do.
Can I give you a little tip? Huh?
Let's do it.
You're going to go in. He'll be up here, okay? You're down here, right? He's on top. He's asking you the questions.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden the interview starts. He asks some questions. You answer some questions. And then you start asking him the questions and you flip it.
Now he's trying to impress you.
Turn that around on him.
Turn it around on him.
Topsy-turvy that mother.
Yeah.
Why you got no credit cards? You got no credit cards at all? Why do you have a credit card, sir?
You have no credit cards?
Huh? Why do you order these CDs out of those magazines and you sit next door to the neighbor and then the UPS guy comes, you pick them up like you live there and shit? Why is that?
You keep ordering CDs that you don't pay for?
I'm just saying. Example, how to turn that shit around on his ass, you know what I mean? Specific shit, though.
I don't know. It might not be such a good idea, this whole flip-it thing.
I like it, man. I like it.
JB, you may have just, you may now hold the record for how many beeps per minute for one of our clips. So I love how.
Believe me, man, and Leon is a beeping dude. Let me tell you something. That's a beeping dude right there. You know what I mean? I don't have it. No, they have a Leon spinoff called Beeping. That's beeping.
Are you like that in real life? Because you have, do you have kids?
I have a daughter. She's 14 years old. Yep.
Can you use that language around her?
No way would I ever use that language. She knows. I tell her, look, that's a character. Do not attempt these tricks at home. You know, I tell regular people also, look here, even grown-ups, look here, do not attempt to do Leon kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I wouldn't recommend you go surfing if you never surfed before. You know what I mean? You don't want to drown. You can drown in Leon's language. You know what I mean? Yeah. Leon's language would drown you. You don't want to get
yes,
drowned.
Yes, it would.
You may even know, once I describe the type of guy Leon is, you may even know a Leon, and you don't even know you know a Leon. You don't know anyone who lives day to day. I mean, who's just barely making it once in a while.
But so
and they
happy
keep
about
changing
it.
Apartments. You know what I mean? Once in a while, they're on their friend's couch. Sometimes they have an apartment. Sometimes they lose their apartment. They're behind on their rent. They got a handful of clothes. You know what I mean? One of those guys. A guy that lives day to day. But he's a smart guy. You know, he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
No one's going to take advantage of a guy like Leon. You know what I mean?
Well, that that characterization of Leon is sort of the opposite of a character you have named Lydell Obama, who is Barack Obama's shady cousin. What's Lydell up to?
Now, Lydell is a total opposite guy. Now, Lydell is just trying to help his cousin. You know what I mean? See how I mean? These are two characters that both reach out to help. But, see, Lydell's difference is you don't want to hang around with Lydell. You can deal with Leon. Now, Lydell's a whole different breed now. Lydell is the kind of guy who just, he's a strap holder. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys that wants to come up one day, but he's trying to kind of walk in your footsteps to try to help. You know, he's trying to help his cousin, you know, Barack, because Barack's going to be president.
Yeah.
Now, he's assuming, he's assuming that because my cousin's going to be president, I'm going to get a job in his administration. You know what I mean?
Lydell,
he's very good at certain things, although they're all negative, like alcohol, smoking, and weapons. You know
maybe
what I mean?
He could be the drug czar.
Yeah, exactly. He could do that kind of stuff.
I want to talk about your Saturday Night Live family, because you wrote and performed on Saturday Night Live a few years back, and I always wondered how the big celebrities deal with the, you know, that they just have a week, less than a week for the, you know, the turnaround, quick turnaround sketch comedy. So tell me some stories. Did some people handle it better than others?
Well, for me, I guess people who were actually writers, and that's their profession, they are writers, I guess they're used to that kind of, you know, schedule, mm-hmm. you know, and getting the deadlines and all that kind of stuff. But me coming from a stand-up world, for me, it was a whole different can of worms when I walked up in there, because I was more on the stand-up side. So, and this was my first writing job. So for me coming in there, I was just like, I couldn't even believe I was at SNL. I'm like, I'm at SNL.
Tell me how you even got there, because you said you stepped in, you couldn't believe you were there. How did you, who are you? Where do you come from?
Well, I actually, you know, started stand-up in New York. So
okay.
When I actually was in New York, I was a pretty popular comic in New York. So what happened was I actually went in for a audition for SNL at the same time Tracy Morgan was going for it at the same time. So
there's
actually,
only room for
Tracy,
one black man, right?
Exactly. Me and Tracy Morgan were on the same showcase. I said, you know what? Man, they ain't going to put two black guys on the show. Not right now. I said, hopefully, you know, they needed one, I guess, at that time, because they had 10 medals at that time, and they needed one more black guy. You know, it's just a matter of they're going to pick a skinny black guy or they want a fat black guy. Because at that time,
Tracy Morgan
was kind of
fat.
Chunky. He was kind of chunky back then. No, he was a little chunky back then. But at that time, you know what I mean? For me, it was just a different walking in there. You know, and on this particular time when I got the job, I went for another audition for the show. They actually called me and wanted me to come in and audition for the show again. So I made it all the way to the last three guys. We all went to do our test at NBC.
And you meet Lorne Michaels.
I was really in awe. But at the same time, you know, with that kind of show, they know what they're looking for and they know what they want. You know what I mean? So what happened was I didn't get the cast member job. But, you know, a week later, they did call me.
A week or two later,
they did call me and ask me to come in as a writer.
Nice.
So for me, it was a little different.
JB, I'm incredibly sad because we only have a few seconds left, and I had so many things I wanted to ask you.
So you have to
come back, but I do have to ask you this. I hear you're a really good roller skater, like old school roller skates.
Oh, I'm talking. No, yeah, I don't do that rollerblade stuff. That rollerblade stuff is for the birds.
What's
I'm
your
talking
fanciest
about old
trick?
School. I can spin on my toes around in circles like Dorothy Hamill. Remember her?
Yes. You need to be in a revival of Starlight Express.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'll do a Broadway show about roller skating. Yeah, I'll do some Broadway play about roller skating, and I can do my tricks and stuff. I mean, we had a crew and everything. We had like five guys. We like the Cirque du Soleil of roller skating. You know what I mean?
JB, will you please come back and talk to us again? Because I'm sad.
I got so much stuff to talk about.
I know. I need to hear more. So please promise you'll come back.
I promise I'll come back.
Thank you for talking with us today, JB.
Thanks so much, people out there. I love you. Leon in the house and Lydell. I love it.
JB Smoove is a regular.
We got to do this again.
It's a promise. It's a promise.
Please promise me.
I promise.
JB, we didn't talk about my welfare days or nothing like that.
We have so much to talk about. We'll make it a four-parter. JB Smoove is a regular on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm. To learn more about JB and his comedy stylings, go to our website, morefairgame.org.